The Biden administration's American Families Plan includes major tax policy proposals in order to finance investments in workers and families, including childcare, nutrition, and higher education. The Department of Agriculture has issued a statement indicating that this plan includes a special protection for family-owned farms and businesses. It would defer any tax liability on family farms as long as the farm remains family-owned and operated. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to explain how the plan could impact America's family farms.
In recent weeks, the Biden administration has unveiled two major policy proposals, the first one involving traditional infrastructure, but also projects and funding that would go beyond what is normally considered infrastructure in terms of transportation systems, broadband, and other waterways development, those type projects. And then more recently, the American Families Plan that deals with health care, family and child care issues, educational assistance, and other types of relief. Both of these proposals combined would total about $4 trillion. And one of the keys is going to be how they are proposing to pay for some of that added cost. In addition to looking at trying to increase the tax rate on corporations, the more recent proposal also includes proposed changes in tax policy that could have a significant consequence and impact on a number of family farms and others in agriculture. Some of the things being talked about include taxing capital gains on assets at the time of the individual's death, also making changes to the estate tax exemption levels, and also possibly removing the step-up in basis provision or limiting the amount of gain that would be eligible for a step-up in basis. Obviously, all of those changes could have very severe negative consequences on America's family farms and the value of the land and being able to pass that land and other assets from one generation to the next. The National Cotton Council has been very focused on these issues and is participating in several organized coalitions with other agriculture and other small business organizations in Washington to try to ensure that we can fully evaluate these proposals, what the potential impacts would be, how it would impact or harm family farms, and then communicate that to the administration and to Congress to make sure that they are trying to put some of these proposals into legislation that is done in a way that does not harm U.S. farmers, farm families, and the value of the assets in these farms. The Cotton Council is going to continue to focus on this issue, which is likely to be something that we'll see Congress focused on for the next several months, probably into sometime this fall, is the current timeline that Congress is working on to try to move forward with these two major proposals from the administration.